This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. How are you? Glad you're along. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have great holiday plans for this upcoming few days of wonderful festivities. Should be great. We have such a great time here on the program. Enjoy our What's on Your Mind family. Chatting by phone. Reading your texts. Reading your emails. Tackling the news of the day. We were really rolling there on the questions of President Trump and the wall and where we're at, and we will return to that at the bottom of the hour. Had a conversation with Major Garrett of CBS News, and a couple of you have emailed a request for the name of the book, and it is... Right in front of me, so I should be able to read it to you. Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, and it is, looks like it's available at Amazon. Dick Morris yesterday told us his book was just at Amazon, so it's more and more becoming, of course, Amazon's been a book juggernaut forever, but Usually you say bookstores everywhere, but they just say get it at Amazon.com. Anyway, the book, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, The Thrills, Chills, Screams, and Occasional Blackouts of an Extraordinary Presidency. So there's your answer on that. Glad you like that. All right, now, also as promised, we're going to talk a little bit about Sunday opening in North Dakota, sometimes called the Blue Laws. Shannon Roars-Jones is a legislator that has dealt with this issue in the last session. The Senate killed this piece of legislation, very narrow vote, but it did go down. It comes up often. We debate it a fair amount, and we're going to do it again. And so we wanted to chat with Shannon a little bit about it. Shannon, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Why are they called blue laws? Remind me what the deal is there.
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, it's they've been called blue laws for decades, and I don't know if blue is a color associated with church or where the terminology comes from. But it has to do with the Sunday closing laws that I think most states, if not all of them, have had some element of this at some point in their history. But all of the states except North Dakota have gotten rid of their blue laws now.
So we're it, huh? We're the only state with a blue law?
We are the only state with a blue law.
And what is the blue law? What is the Sunday opening part of this? What's the actual law?
So the law that remains, what it started out was that nothing could be open on Sunday as far as, it couldn't be a grocery store, a retail establishment, gas station. And over time, portions of this have been peeled back. So I think in the mid-80s, grocery stores could be open. And then in the 90s, early 90s, they made it so that we could have retail open after noon on Sundays. And what we have left now is a list of exceptions to items that can be sold before noon on Sunday. So the things that you can't sell, I don't have the list in front of me, but just going from memory, it's things like clothing, shoes, building materials, except in cases of emergency, pots and pans, dishware, things like that. So you have all of these different exceptions where you can't buy a can opener, but you can buy a can of soup, where you can't buy, you can buy a turkey, but you can't buy one of those tinfoil pans to cook it in. And so that's, there's just so many different little exceptions to how this works that it's not only creating a difficult environment for consumers who want to or need to pick up certain things before noon on Sunday, but it also creates a lot of situations where you might have a grocery store or a gas station that is either intentionally or inadvertently breaking the law because they might be selling sweatshirts, or I've even seen pictures sent to me where a convenience store is selling bedding in the convenience store before noon on Sundays, which is technically illegal.
By the way, Todd found the definition of the blue law. The word blue was used in the 17th century as a disparaging reference to rigid moral codes and those who observe them, particularly in blue stocking, a reference to supporters in the parliament. Moreover, all the Reverend Peters claimed that the term blue law was originally used by Puritan colonists. His work has since been found to be unreliable. But in any event, Peters never asserted that the blue laws were originally printed on blue paper. And this has come to be regarded as an example of something that's it's not true. So there's a lot of information there, but you can have any number of different theories out of it. So rather interesting. The point is, it is a law, and it has to do with Sunday opening. Now, the thing I found most interesting in the last session of the legislature is you're in the House, your dad's in the Senate, and you're in favor of this change to have the last day go away. And your dad's on the opposite side. I think that says it all about this law, doesn't it? It's just one, and I guess I put myself in this category. The older generation see it as sort of a North Dakota tradition, right? More than really getting into the weeds on the particulars of the law. We just like it because it makes us different. What about that?
You know, it's funny, and you probably don't have enough time in your segment for the whole conversation, but my dad and I have had a lot of fun with this issue. I give him a very hard time about being old and out of touch, and he gives me a very hard time for being a sore loser. And it's a great conversation. I enjoy having it frequently. But I love to point out to him that he's a Republican, right? And the first two items on the Republican platform are limited government and personal responsibility. And I think the key to this issue is both of those things, that this is not the government's role to get involved in deciding when businesses should or shouldn't be open. That should be a business owner's decision to decide. If it's in their best interest and their employees' best interest to be closed on Sunday morning or all day Sunday, like Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A have chosen to do, then they should have the right to make that decision. And if a business owner wants to be open because they're losing a lot of their customers to online shopping, they should have that right. And on the other hand, a lot of people, the argument that my dad will make is saying, well, you know, people need to have some family time or time to go to church, or, you know, whether you make the church argument or the family time argument, I think that's all about personal responsibility. If that's important to you, then do it. No one's going to say that you have to work on Sunday morning. And I have heard people make that argument that if businesses are open, then employees have to work and they don't have any control. And I find that argument doesn't hold a lot of water with me in an environment where we have anywhere between 50 and 30,000 open jobs in North Dakota. To say that the employer is going to dictate to you that you have to work on Sunday if going to church is important to you. I think that there are, if you're a good employee, if they want to keep you, they're going to accommodate your schedule.
Texter says, the only day I, and the only is in quotes, I truly get off is when the mall is closed. Malls are open 70 plus hours. Is that not enough hours to get your shopping done?
Well, you know, I understand that the malls are open a lot of hours. But, you know, I'll just use myself as an example because it's an easy example to come up with. During the legislative session, I am in Bismarck Monday through Friday, there's no time for me to be running to the mall to do different things when I'm in Bismarck. I come home on Friday afternoon, evening. We usually try and do something together as a family. My kids will have swim meets or things like that. Go to church on Sunday morning and might have an hour in that kind of 10:30, 11 o'clock range before the next swim meet or the next activity starts. And if I need to buy my kids new shoes, it's hard to find the time to do that. And it's hard to buy those things online because you need to have your time for the kids to try shoes on and things like that. I mean, and there's any number of different examples. That's just one, you know, one weekend in my life. But, you know, it's not always convenient for the times that the malls are open for, you know, for families, especially families with kids, and activities to get in and do those sorts of things.
texter says a couple things. I believe in God. Wanted us to know that. Secondly, what useful purpose does this have? Freedom to make a living and freedom of a religion. It would help jobs and it would go to church. If you want to go to church, rather, your bosses will accommodate you, they say. On the idea of jobs, one of the intents is so these people do not have to work that work there, right? I mean, this is who it's protecting, the individuals that do work at those stores?
You know, I think the idea is for the blue laws that it's protecting the people who would have to work during those hours. Another problem that I have with that argument is, you know, if you look at stores in the malls, if you look at Walmart, Target, perhaps even Shields, I don't know, but there are people working in those facilities before the stores are open. There's people who are working there cleaning. There are people who are working there restocking the shelves and the items.
Hold that thought, if you would, Shannon. We'll continue after the break. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Welsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
T'was the week before Christmas and all through the house ran hungry kids wanting food from the steakhouse. Little Teddy with a frown of a mourner begged Dad this Christmas for a pizza from Pizza Corner. Loaded with toppings on an Italian bakery crust, the pride of North Dakota for dinner is an absolute must. Open the oven door and deliciousness fills the air. Pizza Corner pizzas are truly the finest anywhere. Good eats for Santa's tummy, I certainly do implore. Cookies, nah, get a Pizza Corner pizza from the grocery store. As I come to a close, I'd certainly be remiss if I didn't say from Pizza Corner Pizza, Merry Christmas.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tracker app made in North Dakota. This is some great technology, folks. And the information behind it is absolutely phenomenal. It allows mineral owners to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests on an affordable, easy-to-use platform. It's the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and a proprietary and Bakken-specific reservoir model built by the Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. That's right. It's out of Watford City. You know it's good. Subsidiary of McKinsey Minerals Management. Find out more and get a free one-month trial by emailing info@mineraltracker.com, info@mineraltracker.com, or call 833-842-2924. We're talking about Sunday opening, a potential change to the law in North Dakota once again being discussed. Shannon Rose Jones is here. She is a member of the state legislature and a Republican from Fargo who is in favor of a change on this law. If you have a question or comment for her, call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550, toll-free at 800-228-0550. Did you, you had something you were finishing when we were before the break. Before I take some calls here, I'll let you just finish your thoughts. Sorry.
Oh, can you refresh my memory? I apologize. I was looking at some emails.
No, that's quite all right. You might have been wrapping it up anyway. But let's go to Dave and Roulette.
It's fine.
All right, Dave, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind for Shannon.
Yeah. The Sunday Blue Laws are a direct offense to those of the Jewish persuasion and anybody who worships on Saturday. They're a religious discrimination law, and as such, they really should be done away with completely. And as far as North Dakota having them, Utah has a law that automobile dealerships have to be closed one day a week, which was put forth by the prevailing religion because they didn't want auto dealerships open on Sunday. And I'll go ahead and listen on the radio. Thanks.
Any comment on that,
no,
Sharon?
I agree wholeheartedly that it's not just the Jewish religion. It's also Seventh-day Adventists. It's also Muslims, which we have an increasing population here in North Dakota, as we do across the country, that there are several religions, and there's probably more that I'm not thinking of, but there are several religions whose Sabbath is not on Sunday. And so to take and create a specific day to have a half day or a whole day off for one religion could certainly be could be challenged as in religious discrimination. But along the same lines, it's also taking, you know, the example I've heard in the past is there is a car dealership in the state where the owner of that business was a Seventh-day Adventist. So they would choose to have their business closed on Saturday, but then also they couldn't be open on Sunday because of the blue laws. And so it takes another whole day out of their ability to transact business.
Mark in Bismarck for Shannon Norris Jones on the Sunday opening laws. Mark, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I actually have a question. I understand. I completely agree with the premise that we're, you know, the government is not here to legislate morality. But does your proposed legislation allow for individual communities through a referendum process, you know, retain a blue law, for instance?
What I have drafted does not. I mean, certainly individual communities can do what they like with referendums, but there's no specific process in the bill. The bill that I have simply repeals, the restrictions that are in Chapter 12. I think it's Chapter 12, Section 30, but, in the Century Code right now. And I will add, I did add some exception language for existing leases. So if there is, say, a tenant in the mall that has a lease that was signed before January 1st, 2019, where there was no negotiation between the tenant and the mall landlord as to whether or not they would or would have to be open on Sunday morning, then they can be accepted from having to open on Sunday morning. After January 1st, 2019, we are basically of the idea or the premise here that they have constructive notice that this is coming or could be coming, and they should negotiate that into the terms of their lease if they want to remain closed on Sunday morning.
Well, my only concern is, you know, pick any town in North Dakota. If government should not regulate, legislate morality, but see, a referendum is the people directly speaking. So if pick any town wishes to remain closed on a Sunday period, are they going to be allowed to when you repeal the blue laws?
You know, that's going to be up for each business owner to make that decision. If the business owner or their customers, you know, if their customers don't shop, then the business owner is not going to open their store and pay employees to be there for no one to come shop. And so that would be a referendum in itself. If you open a business and no one comes, then you're going to make a decision, a business decision to say, you know what, I'm not making any money on Sunday before noon or Sunday at all. And so I'm not going to choose to open my business at this time.
So in other words, no, when you repeal the blue laws, that doesn't give the individual communities the right to have their own say concerning this issue.
Individual businesses, yes. Towns,
communities,
no. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too, Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for your time.
There's nothing provided for a referendum process, but the referendum process exists. You know, if a community has, you know, if the city of Fargo, you can have a referendum in the city of Fargo. If people want to circulate something and get it on the next Fargo election, you can do that. There's nothing that would prohibit that. It's just not included in the bill.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate that. Texters weighing in here as well. A lot of ways to weigh in on what's on your mind, and one of them is by text. If the people of North Dakota want this, says a listener, let the citizens vote. Why are you afraid of that?
I'm not afraid of that. I just, from the people that I've been hearing from, they do want this. And I know that there was an initiated measure that was started during the last, leading up to this last election. And it was, I think it was doing reasonably well, considering it was being circulated by mainly just one person who didn't have the funds and things like that. But that person who was running that initiated measure campaign abandoned that because he ran for the legislature, and I think he intended to sponsor this during this upcoming legislative session, so he just took a different track. I think that if there had been, you know, someone else who took that process through the whole signature collection and put it on the ballot, I think it would have been successful.
Need a quick answer on this one from a listener that says, if your company is open Sunday morning, people are going to be required to work. I don't know where she works, but that's the way it is in the real world.
You know, I think that that there's a lot of, if religion or religious practice is important to someone, there are a number of different options, whether that's Wednesday, whether it's Saturday evening, whether it's Sunday morning. This is about personal responsibility, and if attending church is important to you, you need to work that out with your employer or figure out how to make it work with your schedule.
Shannon Rose-Jones, thank you. Christopher Dodson on the other side of this debate when we come back. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Jubin. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Moments ago in New York City, a Manhattan judge refused to dismiss criminal charges against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, which means his sexual assault case is headed to trial. The 66-year-old is facing 5 rape and sex assault charges after one assault charge was dismissed earlier. Weinstein's lawyer had argued this morning that the entire case had been tainted by botched police work.
They're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won.
President Trump speaks in a video there released yesterday about his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. He says today in a tweet it shouldn't be a shock, seeing as he's been campaigning on that issue for years. Still, lawmakers from both parties, as well as some top Pentagon officials, are urging President Trump to reconsider that decision. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Just a couple performances left for the magical Medora Christmas tour. We're going to talk about the Queen of the West, Emily Walther, just a little bit. Delightful personality. She's just so wonderful, and what a great talent. The entire cast is just phenomenal. It'll be in Valley City tonight, then off to Fergus Falls, then down to the Twin Cities. So just a couple of days left. It seemed like it went in just a blink, didn't it? I can't believe it. Anyway, we'll be talking with her coming up in just a little bit. There is some breaking news out of the whole funding battle going on in Washington. Fox News is reporting that the White House is throwing the government funding deal into doubt, saying Trump does not want to go further without border security. So that's all we really know. We'll kind of watch this as we go throughout the rest of the show here to try to keep you updated. But maybe by starting the program today, talking about the fact that we were still adamant about border security, about a better way. Maybe they heard the message loud and clear. We'll continue to see what happens here with this. So stay tuned for that on the program. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Of course, H.A. Thompson & Sons been around a long time. Over 100 years now. I started as a little plumber in Bismarck and really literally built so much of Bismarck and so many facilities and a part of so many projects. They've expanded now all across the upper Midwest. And if you go to their website, hatandsons.com, there's a tutorial there that'll tell you a little bit about how you can save money as a building owner. They're helping about 600 buildings now with their Link system, manage all of their mechanical systems, saving them money, giving them certainty on the bottom line. It works. hatandsons.com. You tell them Scott sent you. Okay? All right. Now, back to the discussion for a bit here until we get news on the latest on the funding battle in Washington and what's going on there related to Sunday opening and the proposed change in the law. You heard from Shannon Roars Jones, who is in favor of this, Christopher Dotson and the Catholic Conference that weighs in on issues from a moral perspective with the legislature. Through the bishops of North Dakota's Catholic Diocese, Bishop Kagan and Bismarck and Bishop Fuld in Fargo joins us to talk a little bit about this. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you today?
I'm just fine. It's a great day in North Dakota.
Every day in North Dakota is a great day. I'm completely with you, 100%. So what's your take on our current laws related to Sunday opening? Should they remain just as they are?
certainly they should remain. And I think what we need to talk about is, what is this really about? This is about the values that we have as communities in North Dakota. What is important? You know, really, this is a choice of, do we think that individualism and consumerism and profit is more important than rest and time for families and communities? That's what it comes down to. It's not about these hours. It's not about just Sunday morning. It's about what this issue represents to us.
Yeah, I'm a little nostalgic about this just because I think, you know, we're the last one. I like that about us. You're right, that we're, you know, we see this as important, and it's lasted here longer than anywhere else. There's a certain statement in our values there, right? And that's what I like.
We think that North Dakota is a great place to live. We like our way of life. And part of that way of life is the appropriate balance between, you know, individual freedom, which we respect in North Dakota, but also the importance of communities, the importance of families, and recognizing that we don't want to be like everybody else. There are things that we preserve here because we think that's what makes North Dakota great. And one of those is recognizing that some things are more important than convenience and profit.
Now, one of the arguments that we heard from Shannon Rose Jones is that, you know, this should be left up to individuals to decide whether they want to do this or not. Let them decide. And if they do, great. You know, it's wonderful if it's their decision. You know, you see this from time to time, Hobby Lobby with their efforts and when they close, or Chick-fil-A or others that are very specific about doing what they do and how they do it. What about that argument of just leaving it up to individuals to decide rather than have it be a law?
In the real world, it's very difficult for the Chick-fil-A's and the Hobby Lobby's to survive. And we've been told that. Businesses have said, you know, if one opens, and especially the big ones, if you're in that same market, in a sense, you're going to have to open. I'll give you a really good example. When this came up last session, I got a call from reporters in Canada. And they said, we're interested in this because Manitoba used to have a law that, we're closed all day on Sunday. But when North Dakota changed its law, it had to change its law. And now they have to wait to something like 10 o'clock or something before they open. And the Chamber of Commerce in Manitoba said, our members don't want to open earlier, but if North Dakota changes their Sunday closing law, we will have to. That is just the way the market works. That's the real world. It's not, we talked about left individual decisions, but the real world is, if you're going to stay in business, you may not have a choice. And then everybody moves to the common denominator. That's what we're concerned about, is we eventually become slaves to this system that we can't control. That's not true freedom. True freedom is you have the freedom to do the right thing, such as spend time with family and your children and the community and time of rest, and not be forced by strong economic forces to become slaves to consumerism.
Chatting with Christopher Dotson from the Catholic Conference, we're talking about the Sunday opening laws, the blue laws, as they're called. If you have questions or comments, 800-228-0550. You can also text us, me at 367-2054 and Todd at 226-8503. One other piece of news, it looks like President Bush will meet in about 20 minutes. Excuse me, did I say President Bush? I do that
President
once
Bush?
Well. Yeah. President Trump will meet in about 20 minutes with GOP House members on this shutdown. And we're getting the same thing we heard earlier from Fox, that the president does not want to go further without border security, which includes steel slats or a wall. The president continuing to weigh his options. So more going on that front. You've been part of the legislative sessions for a long time. Last year was pretty close. I would say Steve Scheel's letter sort of swayed it, because he was a retailer saying, hey, leave it the way it is. You know, I like it like this. And someone that supposedly would come out better if he's allowed to have a store open in Fargo longer, but his point was it kind of all comes out in the wash and when they can get it. But anyway, that kind of swayed it back the other way. What's your sense now? I mean, can you continue to win this fight, Chris?
I don't think we'd win it last session, but the people of North Dakota spoke up and contacted their senators and proved me wrong. I think there's enough people out there that it could, you know, the law could still be maintained. But it's a tough one. There's no question about it, because we increasingly want to be like everybody else. We increasingly want convenience. And, you know, that's difficult. We're losing sometimes our way of life, and I think we need to look around and say, is this worth the risk? There's a reason why we have common periods of rest. It's built into the nature of the human person and the family. It's needed for a healthy community. If you think we have problems in our community, and I'm not saying it's just this one thing, but if you think we have problems with our communities, with drugs and violence and stuff like that, you got to look at what these root things are. And one of those root things built into human nature is we shouldn't be working all the time. We need a time of rest, and it's been that way in all communities.
So does that mean that the law is as much for the employees as it is for sort of a tough love for the potential customers of whatever is needed?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go rapid fire here through some calls and text because we have about 3 minutes left, Chris. If you could just give these quick answers. So it's okay to stop and get gas on the way to church and then eat breakfast after church all before noon. How is that okay?
Well, there's exceptions in the law, and some of the exceptions don't make sense. But I'm not sure. Again, it's doing what we can to say. You need some time. You shouldn't have to work for everything. Some things are going to have to be open. That's just the way it always has been. You need to eat. You need to get gas to travel in North Dakota. That's pretty clear.
Let's take some calls. Lad, who's on the road. Go ahead, Lad. What's your question or comment quickly, please?
Yeah, my understanding was at first you said it's not about government control. But then he said at the same time it becomes something that we cannot control. So which is it?
I'm not sure. I said it was not about government control. It's not control in the sense we're telling you what to do. We're saying that there are things that are good for society, and this is the way that we want to preserve them in North Dakota for the common good, which is a legitimate concern of the state.
We are telling them what to do, though. You're telling them they can't be open. How is that not telling them what to do?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, all laws tell people what they can do or not do. I'm not disagreeing with that. The question is whether this is a good law or a bad law. And we're convinced it's a good law because it provides for the common good and the benefit of communities and society.
Appreciate the call. Bill Bismarck for Chris Dodson. Go ahead. Bill, are you there?
Yep. Well, I just wanted to make a comment as a firefighter and, you know, work with a lot of cops, EMS, doctors, nurses. You know, a lot of times our Friday night is Sunday morning at 7 when we get off. And, you know, as a churchgoer, I know that I just can't make it to church every day that I'm supposed to because I'm working a lot of times. But, you know, I work around that just like everybody else I work with works around that. And, you know, a lot of times holidays, birthdays, that's just a date on the calendar. And we work around that stuff. But, you know, when it's a Friday, Sunday morning, and it's time to go do something or stuff like that, I know that I think the overwhelming majority would tell you, you know, it stinks that when we get off at 7 on a Sunday morning that we got to wait around everything. Even
all right. Appreciate the call. Texter says, I used to work retail. I lost out on lots of family time because of long mall hours. We need to leave the blue law like it is. The debate's not over. Just getting up. Started with a new legislative session, and Chris will have you back to talk about it. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Ask them about hot spring spas. Vince Webker's here. Vince, why is hot spring better?
Well, because we build our hot tubs to use, and we talk about the absolute best ownership experience, but it's really about being able to use the hot tub more often and all the time. Better water, better massage, better energy. And those are really the big three things that determine whether you use this product a lot, which we want you to, or very little. Because I've heard it, yeah, you buy a hot tub and in 30 days you won't use it. Well, you bought the wrong hot tub.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we've noticed too with our hot spring. We love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to be there, and it really is part of the wellness plan. So you just feel better above the water and below the water, don't you?
And also, don't forget, beyond the water, relationally, it's hot water's magical, and that's the point. We want you to use it every day, and that's why we say every day made better.
Now, give me a range on, you know, size, price. What kind of options do you have?
Well, they start at $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between, but let's look at this from a daily use and wellness and getting better perspective. We have a great financing plan going on right now with 60 months no-interest financing. And through Christmas, you can take 5 months until your first payment. So no excuses not to be better physically, mentally, and relationally in hot water.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, and Grand Forks, too. Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kiss myself.
Yeah.
Run,
Rudolph.
Wrong guy. Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever.
That was James the same Brown, genre. Not Chuck Berry.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I know what you meant, though, brother.
Yeah, thank you. For,
I was with you.
Yeah. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's. Christmas time is here, and there is no better gift than what? What, guys? Beef, right?
Yeah. It's what's for dinner.
Come on,
the prime rib. Are you kidding?
We're in North Dakota. What other kind of food group is there, for crying out loud?
Yeah. There's hamburger and steak and, yeah.
Do I get to get Daryl East back on the show to tell you what other food group there is?
Yeah, there are others. Yes, that's true. A little pork. But let's talk about beef, should we?
Put some bacon and cheese on top of that and you're sold.
They'll hook you up with that prime rib roast for Christmas dinner. They season it. They inject it for you. You like nothing better. Nothing better. USDA prime rib roast. They also, and I love these, the $100 meat bundles, they have four to choose from. And they have gift cards, too, if you have somebody that's difficult to I buy four, but those meat bundles are great. Make it nice and easy. And, of course, they sell North Dakota raised beef. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. We're like a virtual shopping service for you here on What's on Your Mind. We can help you with, you know, everything. So head over there. They're near Dan's and right in front of Runnings on South Washington and open till 6 tonight. So get on about it. See the good folks at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Here's another idea for Christmas. If you're in that panic mode now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Mattress topper. 30% off. Throw in two free MyPillows. That's what I'm talking about. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, okay? There you go. So it is with a bit of a tear in my eye that I say we have just one more visit with the cast of the wonderful, magical Medora Christmas Tour, because they have just a few shows left. Emily Walter, the Queen of the West, is here. Hello, Emily. How are you?
I am great, but you're making me very, very hungry with all that talk about meat.
Yeah, isn't that good?
All
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Exactly right. Well, you get this little tour done, and then it's time to, have a little reward for all your hard work.
Bittersweet right now. The tour has been absolutely wonderful. We have had incredible crowds, tremendous response, and it's a real warm, just lovely show, and I've enjoyed so much being surrounded with incredible talent. My friends are on stage with me are just phenomenal talents, and it's just been a wonderful tour, and the weather has held out. That's been a great thing. No snowstorms. Last year was all snowstorms. And it's a great way to represent Medora and bring it right to people's doors.
There's a texter right here that said, we went to the Medora Christmas Tour yesterday afternoon. Awesome. Good variety, great talent. Merry Christmas. So another rave review, 700, 800 people. 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Bell on a Wednesday. Phenomenal.
Both shows were completely full, and it's just so heartwarming. They just jump to their feet at the end, I can actually see a lot of the people, their faces during the show, and it's kind of a bit of an escape from things around them, and it's just a real touching, happy place, and I'm so honored to be a part of it and to represent Medora in that way.
Valley City. You have a chance to see the show before they end the season tonight. Last North Dakota performance of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. That'll be at 7:30 at the Evangstadt Auditorium. Tickets right now at Eagles Nest Bookstore or online at Medora.com. Then Fergus Falls tomorrow night, but I think that's been sold out since Halloween. That one has been...
It has. It was sold out before we left. But there's still tickets for the Heritage Center... or Masonic Heritage Center in Bloomington for that. We have an afternoon and top it all off with that final show on Saturday night.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, it's been quite the ride. Thanks for a great show. And, of course, the work you do, not only with this, but also the Medora musical is just fabulous. Great, great, wholesome, wonderful entertainment. So really appreciate what you do, Emily, and thank you for the chats during the tour here this time around. It's been fun.
For all you do, thanks so much for having me.
Emily Walter, Queen of the West, Magical Medora Christmas Tour. He does plays a little guitar, but sings just beautifully, absolutely beautifully. It's great. Let's see, a couple things to get in here. Texter says, I'm neither for or against the Sunday opening, but why regulate retail shopping when almost everything else is open? Restaurants, motels, gas stations, grocery stores, and many more. Yeah, that kind of happened drip, 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 where they added exemptions, so that's now used as an argument against it. How would it feel if the power plants and mines wouldn't open until noon Sunday? Not good. Not good. There are some things. I guess that's just the question of what do you need? What is absolutely you have to have? Another says, ironic that Chris wants to protect the family, yet they're against families who farm to bring an additional generation to the family farm corporation because evidently second cousins are not family. Yeah, those laws got to change too. Well, I shouldn't say too, because I want this one to stay. But and now there are families who will have to break up their farms. That's not a good situation either, by any stretch of the imagination. Totally agree with you. Looks like we're going to have some fireworks here in a few minutes with President Trump. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Valley City VCSU Bankstead Auditorium at 7:30 Thursday, December 20th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Eagles Nest Bookstore and Medora.com.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.